Hundreds of people came to say goodbye to the soldiers of the 432nd Army Reserves. In an airplane hangar, they mingled to spend a little time together before the unit got on a plane bound for Fort Bragg, North Carolina. After training there, it's off to Iraq. Sergeant Anthony Black is from Manitowoc. The former Marine is used to military life, being previously stationed in Africa, but this will be his first time in Iraq.
In the civilian world, I train security officers in firearms and tactics, so I'll be providing a lot of security and training any security forces in the use of firearms or tactics.
Sergeant Black held his baby daughter while his wife Angela corralled a toddler.
This is our daughter Darian and our other daughter Carlotta.
So what are you feeling right now?
We're proud of him. We're just praying for a safe return. We'll miss him.
Is it scary at all?
A little bit, but we know this is a good unit, and you know they're going to do a best job they can in bringing them all home safe.
The 432nd went to Iraq in 2004. The unit works to restore infrastructure like water systems and schools. Lieutenant Brian Huckins was on that previous mission.
With the support we've received, it's a lot. It makes it very easy. So many family and friends, a lot of support. I'm glad to do my duty.
If anyone in the hangar was harboring doubts or ill will about being sent to the Middle East for a second time, no one voiced it. Instead, parents like Lieutenant Huckins' mother, Mary, wore their pride on their sleeves.
It's not easy, I'll tell you that. It's very difficult, but we're very, very proud of him and all of these. They're remarkable young men and women. They truly are the finest of their generation, and they're doing wonderful things, and we're very proud of all. We're proud of our son and proud of all of them, but looking forward to having, like a year from now, having a big welcome home ceremony, and we hope you'll all be here then too.
While staying on the home front can be tough, parents say the soldiers keep in touch through email, and prepaid phone cards were being distributed at the send-off. So Sandy Gorman says the distance between her daughter in Iraq and the family's home in Clintonville won't seem quite so vast.
Our point of view is that there's really nothing we can do about it here at home except give them our full support. Count on them to do their duty, what they've been trained for. So, that's about all a person really can do.
The 432nd will train at Fort Bragg for 6 to 8 weeks before going overseas. But some members will have a chance at another goodbye. They're planning to return to northeastern Wisconsin for a Christmas break. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.